Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Phantom. Something that is seen, heard, or sensed, but has no physical reality. A definition that can also be used to describe the Indian Censor Board's ability to apply logical and transparent criteria to the films in front of it. More on that later as we tackle the issue of censorship in films and try to answer the question, who decides what is and isn't suitable to be shown on screen? But first we discuss Kabir Khan's latest film, Phantom, and how a promising storyline is let down by underwhelming performances by the two lead actors. That and lots more on this episode of Bollywood Weekly. Hi everyone, welcome to this week's episode of Bollywood Weekly. I have an A-list panel here today, because we're all A's. Clever.
Wow, clever
jokes. So Aparna and Aisha, thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
Yes, we've been waiting for this.
Finally.
Aparna has been waiting for this. Aisha's like, I'm not so sure about that. Okay, but so this week we all watched Phantom. So what did we think about Phantom?
To be honest, I was actually very impressed by Phantom. I went in with no expectations, and I think that the movie, it was a bit more of a Hollywood movie than a Bollywood movie, actually. And I think that Kabir Khan did a good job in bringing, you know, the elements of like suspense, of terrorism, of, you know, fast-paced action, everything quite well together. Mm-hmm. And like the fact that there were no songs, only maybe music when it was needed, really made it, you know, more of a Hollywood production than Bollywood, than traditional Bollywood. And I thought it was really good.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I think being a Bollywood film, it still had its elements of being quite far-fetched with a few scenes that really weren't that realistic. But it is Bollywood at the end of the day. But in general, I think the story was put together very well and it really brought out that patriotism in you because of the plot that it was based on.
Yeah, so just to add some context, the story of the movie is the Indian intelligence wing RAW is someone comes up with an idea to take revenge effectively for the people who orchestrated the 2611 attacks in Bombay without any official clearance to go undercover and kind of kill all the people who were responsible, but make it look like an accident. Mm-hmm. And Saif Ali Khan is the chosen one who decides to do this. I actually didn't like the movie that much. It just felt very confused. Like it was trying to be a full-on out-and-out action film.
Yeah.
But then the action scenes weren't really that intense or impressive. And I don't think Saif Ali Khan is really fits the type as someone who can play an action hero.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the middle, there was this whole Katrina Kaif romantic angle, which was just like, they had zero chemistry, according to me. Like, just the way they were flirting or like just talking to each other was just really strange.
Oh.
Like there's this one scene where Saif Ali Khan is about to go literally blow up someone.
Oh yeah, and she tells him to keep the outfit.
Yeah, she's like, oh, keep the outfit, it looks good. And I'm like, what? Like, how is this the right time?
Yeah, well, that's not as bad as the end where they're lost. I'm not going to say what happens, but they are, they're in the middle of the ocean and it's like a romantic love scene. So I think, yeah, that was actually quite out of place. Like a romantic angle wasn't really needed in the movie. But
yeah, it would have been better if she was like a stronger like woman character, just being, you know, an agent as well, rather than
a love
being
interest.
There for a love interest.
Yeah.
Yeah, and her role in the movie and her development in the story was just completely random.
Yeah.
Because she first comes into the movie as like a freelance kind of agent who they recruit to identify one person. And then suddenly, for the rest of the movie, she just decides to help Saif Ali Khan.
Mm.
You know, Saif is sitting in Chicago somewhere, hasn't seen her for like 6 months.
He's in jail.
And then and then he effectively is like, oh, can you send me $200? And it's like,
he's like,
what?
Sure, okay. But yeah.
Yeah, did not make sense. So yeah, I feel like it had potential, but it didn't really
Right. And I think that actually the mission that they're on in this movie is quite, you know, difficult and intense. And they don't really go into good plot development as to why the two characters are actually doing what they're doing. So they do provide us a little, you know, background story of both Katrina and Seth and what motivates them to do this. But it's like maybe 2 minutes where it's not really described properly and their motivations aren't very clear. So it really comes off a bit contrived, and it doesn't feel like they're the correct people for the role.
Yeah, and I think we were discussing this earlier. Both of their
backstories,
backstories and motivations for doing this is very weak. I mean, okay, yeah, I get it, but it doesn't really explain why you're this motivated to risk your life and
to do all of this.
Yeah. That being said, though, I mean, the general theme, I think, will be very popular and do very well in audience. And even
because,
when,
I mean, it is what it, I mean, about what it is about is very emotional. Right?
Kabir Khan's last film was kind of Bajrangi Bhaijaan, where he also talks about the India-Pakistan relationship in a very different way. But he very clearly pinpoints areas which, like, will appeal to audiences and will, like, stir up emotions in audiences, and just focuses on those and brings those out. So there are a lot of people in Bombay and in India who feel that, you know, the perpetrators of 2611 haven't got justice, and the fact that they haven't is just crazy, and that someone should do something about it.
Exactly.
So that kind of broad theme will do very well.
Yeah.
And I think, for a lot of people, even like when I was looking at social media and Twitter and stuff, the week it came out, many of the comments were like, wow, this is such a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're a patriot, if you love India,
you
will love this movie. The fact that it brings out those emotions, will people will kind of see
beyond
the weaknesses in the plot and in the acting and
because,
all
of
that.
The bigger picture, bigger storyline that he's trying to bring out is something so emotional that I don't think people will care as much about the fact that Katrina was not that great, or, you know.
Yeah, and I actually think he balanced it out really well. It was a lot more about Indian patriotism rather than like animosity or anything negative towards
Pakistan.
And so the movie was... It was a very sensitive topic that could have gone quite badly if not handled well. And I think that it was actually handled very well in the movie. The action and some of the stunts were a bit over the top, in the sense that, you know, Bollywood is moving towards making more sophisticated movies and with better technology. But like, you know, Aditya said before, that some of the actors, like Saif Ali Khan, just cannot live up to the stunts that he's really supposed to pull off in the movie, and doesn't really make the best kind of actor for this role. Someone like Shah Rukh Khan would probably, you know, be able to do this a lot more effortlessly and a lot more convincingly for the audience. There were quite a few touching scenes as well, like the last scene, you know, when they bring up Bombay, the way they do the Taj Hotel. And I think that it will really it will really, really strike a chord with like a lot of viewers.
One thing I liked about the movie, though, is at least what I thought, is that in general most of the supporting cast was pretty good.
I was gonna say the
like,
same thing.
Most of the movie is kind of Seth doing his own thing.
Yeah.
But in the few scenes where there are, you know, the other raw people in the office and the guys on the ground in Pakistan who are helping him, like, they all do a really good job and everyone kind of plays their role perfectly.
Yeah. I like the casting of all the people in Pakistan and how they get help from the people there and how they build those type of friendships and how they talk about the whole India-Pakistan thing there.
If only that same casting was applied to the actual lead roles, would have been better. I mean, overall, I think it was okay. Like, you could watch it once and kind of be okay, but...
Yeah, I mean, it's a must-watch considering it's about 2611, right? So I feel like everyone will go watch it for sure, at least once, because of what it's about. But it won't be one of those... let's sit down and watch it over and over again type of movies for entertainment.
There have been movies about 2611, about the actual like incident, the actual attacks that happened.
Yeah.
There's the first one that kind of takes that theme and
builds on it
a little bit. But I think
because it's like in present time rather than.
But I think it was also positioned as a entertainment masala film.
Yeah, because as opposed to
a really serious. Something like Zero Dark Thirty, for example, which is where they hunt down Osama.
Yeah.
That was like a super intense, serious movie where you can tell throughout the whole movie how much is on the line. Like, the fact that these people are risking their lives, it really comes across. Over here, because partly it's a Bollywood movie, you know that at some level there's a hero, he's going to do things and he will succeed.
And fall in love.
And fall in love.
And find a girlfriend.
Of course he's going to fall in love.
Yeah. And fall in love in the
with someone who's much more attractive than him.
But I mean, I think they did well in that way to entertain people by the way, like, each plot was, like, each murder was executed. Like, they cleverly thought that out, at least. And, like, it was all very different. So there was some thinking that went into that, which was appreciated.
There was, yeah, there was logic to each of the action. Like,
yeah.
There weren't just random fights breaking out
exactly.
For no reason. There was
yeah.
always was some
that.
Leading somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think it just wasn't... It could have been executed better,
yeah.
effectively.
Absolutely. But I think that also comes back to, you know, the fact that it was Saif Ali Khan executing this. And, I mean, in
and
our heads,
Bollywood,
he's just...
And entertain as well. They can't just...
Yeah, but he's also just, like, a much better played as a romantic hero, like the romantic comedy.
But Saif has been trying very hard to invent himself
the, yeah.
as an action hero. Like, he did both the Race
yes.
movies.
Oh, yeah.
He did Agent Vinod.
Yeah.
Now this.
But I think it's one of the better ones he's done.
But yeah, so we discussed on last week's episode when we were previewing this that Saif's had a pretty bad run in terms
yeah.
of movies.
Mm-hmm.
He had Agent Vinod, he had Happy Ending, he did Humshakals, which was also really bad.
Exactly.
And he did the
yes.
zombie movie,
Go Gone.
Yeah.
All of which didn't really do well. So he was, at some level, under a bit of pressure. He did Race 2 in between, which did
right.
well because it's Race.
Yeah,
but,
not really him.
So I think in that sense, it's kind of...
It's a step in the right direction.
But it's also what we see Katrina doing, right? Like trying to play the female lead and not just the female lead song
item number.
So she's... I think that she's actually grown as an actress. And I think that for the role that she was given in this movie, she did well for her role.
I don't know, because I mean, it also... So, I mean, this is a Kabir Khan movie. Where he also did Ek Tha Tiger.
Right.
And for the first 30 minutes, this felt like the exact same movie. Very similar themes, there's Raw, ISI, etc.
Yeah.
This one, I think from a story and plot perspective was much better. But in terms of like, again, we've discussed Saif's presence, he doesn't really have the same presence as Salman Khan. And I felt like, if anything, Katrina did more in that movie because
right.
she actually was central to the plot. And it was crucial. Like over here,
she's secondary.
Yeah, she's pretty much the assistant. Like she's helping someone else.
And she doesn't. Nothing she does helps. Like you could have had this whole movie the
without
exact same
without
her, and it would have been fine.
Fine, the same.
There
well,
was no.
She, you needed that $200. Come on now.
Yeah, he asked her for $200.
Yes, who else could he have called for $200
exactly.
while he's stuck in jail in Chicago?
It's called flirting.
I
so that's what was happening.
I'm
yeah.
gonna try this next time. I'm gonna
call
up random
jail.
Girls I haven't
jail.
Met for 6 months, being like, "Hey, I'm in jail. Can you give me $200?"
Oh, by the way, I also like you.
Yeah,
just me flirting.
Let's go get chai in
yeah.
the Taj after this. So yeah, I don't think that's going to work quite as well if I do it in real life, but I'll let you
please
know.
Please let us know.
The,
I'm sure all
on,
your listeners also want to
yeah,
know.
On the next episode of the podcast, I'll update on the situation. Anyway.
Well, I do think their, you know, their song is doing well. Their music of Khan Jalebi is doing well.
Oh yes.
On the
nice.
Charts. It's a good song.
Yeah, it's quite catchy. It, like the first time I listened to it, I was like, what is this? But then
right.
you keep listening to it and it becomes good.
Yeah.
Especially with the wedding season coming up. I can imagine it being played like
yeah,
multiple
for sure.
times.
Songs, yeah.
For sure. And on that note, let's take a quick break and we will actually play you a minute of Afghan Jalebi and we'll be back after this for more.
वो ठहरा ना किसी काम का वीर का कोई शेर सुना के झूठ लगा के जाम का मेरा खान महज नाम का ओए लख्त जिगर ओए नूर नजर एक तीर है तू मैं चाक जिगर बंदों से नहीं तो अल्लाह से डरेगी चीज पे ना चलाना वैवा वैवा
So on the topic of Phantom, there was quite a bit of controversy before it released. Because the Pakistan government didn't actually want to release the film in Pakistan. And I don't think it did, actually. There was quite a... You know, you mentioned earlier that they actually handled the issue quite well and sensitively. But it still kind of caused a lot of strong opinions amongst people as to whether this movie was okay and politically correct, etc. And this has been a kind of theme in Bollywood for the last year or so. So I'm sure you guys remember there was this whole... issue a year ago where the censor board published the list of words that were banned, and like some of the words banned were like Bombay, like you can't say Bombay, you have to say Mumbai, and
in the movie,
in the
right.
movie
yeah.
And even like Bombay Velvet had the same issue, but they let that go because this was set in the 1970s when it was called Bombay, so it's relevant. And even I think that's like the extreme end. Even in Welcome Back, the most like ridiculous movie, even that they sent it back for edits because they asked them to edit out words like sala, which fine is a rude word, but it's not really, you know, making
yeah.
anyone that uncomfortable. And it's like people use these words in everyday language anyway. But, you know, on a more serious note, there was another documentary that called The Battle of Banaras, which is about the election battle in Banaras between Modi and Kejriwal. And so it's literally a documentary. All the footage is real. These are all things that people actually said. And I mean, during election campaigns, all the people campaigning just say the most ridiculous, crazy things about the other person. And people are accusing other people of corruption and this and that. And during election time, it's like all very real and people are, it's being broadcast on TV. But someone just kind of put together a documentary of it to kind of showcase how intense it was and how
yeah.
at some level bizarre it was that this is how election campaigns are run. And the censor board just flat out blocked it. They said, no, we're not going to release this. It's too inflammatory. It will cause
wow.
a lot of unrest. And then it's like, okay, where do you draw the line between having the freedom of speech and creative expression? You block out the word Bombay in a movie, it's one thing. If you actually prevent someone from releasing a movie, which is showing an opinion, where do you draw the line?
Well, it's also the question of like, who are these people who decide what is... good, bad, or not so good, not so bad for other people to hear, right? So does the word Bombay, you know, how is it causing harm per se? So what is their grounds or logic for banning the words that they ban, and are explanations provided, and, you know, who are the people who get to decide this?
And that's the other thing. So the censor board, or it, what everyone popularly refers to as the censor board, which
right.
decides what the ratings and stuff for movies, they're only call the censor board now because that's what they've started doing. But the actual full form of CBFC is Central Board for Film Certification.
Right.
So their job is to actually just give the movie a rating
right.
and say it has to be A or U/A or whatever else. They're not allowed to say you can't have this or you can't have this. They can give guidance to say if you want, because quite often people don't want an A rating because that cuts out the family
sure.
audience. So they can say, you got an A rating because of these things. If you take
so
these out, then you can get a low rating. That's fine.
Right.
But you can't just flat out say you can't have this word or you
Correct.
Can't do this.
So at which stage do they, you know, so imagine the word Bombay is there. That's just absolutely not allowed. It's not that it will make it A. It's just not allowed.
Yeah, which is, I mean, they eventually went back on this and they haven't enforced it as strongly. But that was their plan. Like, if you use swear words or if you use Bombay, like, swear words is still fine, you can understand. But Bombay is a pretty ridiculous thing to enforce, as if you can't say the word Bombay. No matter what. Especially since so many people in Bombay still refer to it as Bombay.
Yeah.
And I mean, this is not just limited to Bollywood. This is a wider issue now in India and in Bombay specifically with the meat ban.
Absolutely. I mean, actually, it even comes into Hollywood movies. So for work, we've noticed that when we sell our movies, I work for Universal Pictures, for the movies to come on TV at like Sony Pix and Star, you know, for them to show the movies, it actually takes longer in India to get the movie on TV because of censorship.
Yeah.
So they will go through every single Hollywood movie and censor it. And they, even though the Hollywood has made this movie and not their own country, they remove the words, they remove the things that they don't see appropriate. And then it takes longer for, you know, audiences to watch it on the screen.
I mean, even in theaters, like the cut that you see if you watch a movie in Bombay or in Delhi versus what you see if you watched it in New York.
Yeah, like The Hangover and 50 Shades of Grey. People were like, there's no point watching these types of movies in India.
Yeah, I don't think 50 Shades of Grey even released. Like, I don't think it can release. Like,
No, I was going to say the very basis of the movie is just not allowed, right? Forget the lines in the movie.
No. Well, The Hangover example. A lot of people...
Yeah. No, so I actually watched The Hangover in Bombay.
Okay.
And, you know, there's this scene where Chow comes out of the car in the back and he's like completely naked.
Yeah.
They just removed that scene. So literally, I'm watching the movie. It's like there's something, there's like kicking and screaming in the back of the car.
And then
the screen finishes and they move on to the next one. And we're all like, what happened?
Clearly,
like, what was
that?
Like, yeah, clearly something important happened here. So literally, we had no idea. So then when this guy came back later, like we had no idea who he was.
He
and it's like, that doesn't, like, it's like
you're
watching
away from
the
story.
Taking away from the story of the movie.
Yeah. And now, like, filmmakers are in a difficult position because it's like, we either have to put forth a diluted version of what we want to say, or we just can't say it at all.
But so these things, like about Pakistan and India, like these type of controversial topics are okay for them.
I mean,
too.
I guess in India it was okay because it's like
so favored.
It's no one in India is going to have really issues with this.
But do they not think about it like in the world, what, like politically? They don't think about the external sphere. They only think India.
Yeah, I think so, because it's the same thing. Each country will then have their own these things of what they'll be okay to show and not. There was Pakistan's government and board that decided to not show it in Pakistan, for example. Where the same way we decide what to show and not show in Hollywood movies in India.
Yeah, right.
But I mean, for example, if you compare it again to the US and Hollywood example, you can in theory, make a movie like The Interview, which is just completely not politically correct at all.
Yep.
And no one said you can't release it, only because this whole hacking controversy happened and there were so many threats from North Korea, which is, and North Korea should not be our benchmark when we're looking at
censorship in comparison.
So that's the only reason why it eventually became such a big issue otherwise. But you know, there are so many movies that are made and that release which are critical of the US government or of the president or of things like that, and people making fun of the president, like parodies of the president or of Hillary Clinton or of Sarah Palin and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's completely fine. No one has the right to say you can't make this movie. There are obviously lines. You can't be kind of a terrorist training video, for example.
Right, but then...
But
then the censor board's argument is that the lines are not the same for the US and India, right? We are not the same country. We are not at the same democratic stage. And we don't have the same culture and the same values. So what is sensitive in America may not be sensitive in India and vice versa. So that's my question, is like the board thinks that they are, I guess, best equipped to know what's best for the 1.2 billion people that live in the country, right? In terms of what they can view and in terms of what they can digest.
But there's no answer to this. But the question is, are they the best people?
Yeah,
because
exactly.
Clearly, I don't think they are.
Because we also can't argue that there shouldn't be a censor board, because I'm
of
sure everyone agrees.
Yeah, of course.
There are some things that are not okay for people to see.
Course.
Right? But then the question is, how much power does a censor board get and where are these lines? Like,
yeah,
who is drawing the lines?
Limit, like, creativity to what sense?
And the thing is, and it also becomes very political, because here the censor board is like an arm of the government, which is different from other countries. One thing that is helping now, though, is that a lot of these smaller filmmakers, like documentaries and stuff, they're still getting an audience at like international film festivals and all that, because that's outside the jurisdiction of the censor board. So people still get to see it. And now with technology, there are enough
ways
for things to end up on the internet at some torrent site or somewhere else. But so yeah, interesting. I'm curious to see where this goes in India, because I think there does need to be a really logical and transparent... That's the thing, there's no transparency.
There's no transparency.
Now it's just some guy sitting and deciding, I don't like this, so no.
Well, be interesting to see what a lot of the filmmakers say about this as well.
Yeah, like, because if it is political, does one like more talented or more like connected filmmaker have a...
No, I don't
upper hand at this, or
no, not really, because I mean, so I did this episode about indie movies a couple of weeks ago, and I was talking about Anurag Kashyap, and he's been one of the people who has really suffered the most and fought really hard against the censor board, because all his movies are pretty open in showing violence or showing
topics,
you know, drugs or smoking and things as they are. And so I recently watched his movie Ugly. Didn't do that well in India, but if you look at all the reviews and what critics have to say, everyone universally says it's like one of the best pieces of work that he's done. And I watched the movie and it's actually really good. It's completely not at all a typical Bollywood movie. It's a murder mystery-ish, but it's more about how people react when they're in these situations and how, you know, and it's like a dark comedy basically. The thing is, in this movie, he made the movie in 2012, 2013. And he wanted to release it, and he couldn't release it for a year because the censor board said, you can't release this movie in the way it is unless for every scene where there's someone smoking, we have to put a sign at the bottom flashing on the screen saying smoking is injurious to health. And he said, no, I'm not going to do that because
exactly.
That doesn't make any, like it...
It takes away from the movie that you've made. Yeah.
And he literally fought for a year to try to get it passed. He made cuts. He tried to show it in different ways, etc.
Yeah.
And in this time, it nicely released as in it was shown in the Toronto Film Festival and international film festivals. Everyone had seen it, but it wouldn't release in theaters. And then finally, after a year and a half, he gave up and he said, okay, whatever. I mean, So even like I watched this movie on a flight, but even on the flight, there's like a sign that comes up saying, smoking is injurious to health every time someone smokes.
But does that happen in all movies? Every time someone smokes?
Yeah, they've now started doing
that.
Or
people just don't smoke in movies.
Actually.
Yeah,
they actually smoke a lot
less. There's not that much smoking in movies.
Yeah, now it's like much less, but now even when there is, they have the sign. It's like it really small, but it's there. 30 years ago, people would smoke in movies all the time.
I mean, but my question is, smoking is bad, but every time someone is at a club, do they write drinking is injurious to health?
Like,
alcohol causes you, you know... X, or if someone is, I don't
but
know.
I guess the argument is like you're showing it to so many people. It's kind of a way of educating, right?
Sure, but it's the same. But it's the same when you're drinking alcohol. It's not illegal. What's the difference between smoking and drinking? Like when you drink in a club, why can't they say you are susceptible to rape? I mean, that's also another. So many people are watching.
No, then they should put it on every time someone drinks in a movie.
Sure, exactly.
Then they should say it too. So why
alcohol
is it only smoking is what I'm saying.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, that's because someone has decided. And 30 years ago, people in Bollywood movies smoked all the time.
Yeah.
And with no issues. And like, I don't think we've become less progressive since 30 years ago to now.
People argue that 30 years ago, people weren't aware of how bad smoking is, right? And now people are aware. And so you should spread the awareness per se, but I think smoking is bad, absolutely, but alcohol can cause the same thing. I mean, technically, if two people are kissing, you could argue you know there are a lot of negative things if you want to go into that category that you can talk about that you are shown on the screen. So what is shown on the screen is definitely you have some responsibility, but it's also not doesn't take away from society's responsibility of teaching you those things too, right?
Yeah.
You can't rely on movies to be the only form of education.
Yeah,
right.
And I mean, that is a whole different... That opens up a whole different can of worms altogether.
Yeah.
Because if you look at other things which are shown in movies, like item songs, for
example. Yeah, correct.
Or like any movie...
That perpetuates a lot more.
Yeah, any movie Sunny Leone has done is just like, I mean...
Any video she's done.
That without even getting into... But I made this comment to... someone when the whole AIB roast controversy happened and it got banned and they said, oh, like this is corrupting our kids in Indian culture because it's on YouTube. I'm like, okay, every TV channel like Channel V and MTV and stuff is showing baby doll on TV every day.
And it's
any
thing.
Kid is going to see that. They're going to go to Google and Google Sunny Leone.
Sunny Leone.
What do you think they're going to find? Like, I mean, how can you...
Yeah.
I mean, they also tried banning porn, which is a whole different debate we won't get into.
But
I don't know.
But yeah, I don't think that movies exactly are bearing the... Or like replacing what you're taught in school and what you're taught at home, right? It's something you see, but it's not that kids don't see smoking anywhere else, so people don't see smoking. People on the street smoke. So are we going to ask them to hold a sign when
many
they walk saying,
many people's
this
like
is
parents
injuries?
Or friends will be smoking.
Will
so
be smoking around, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's already on every single pack, so it's there. Alcohol has a 2 written on it that alcohol is not good for you, so... If they, you know.
No, but it's good to be aware that your movies have such a significant consequence because it's shown to so many people that you need to understand that you have a responsibility on what you're showing.
But that doesn't mean you assume that everybody in a cinema or anyone in a movie is the perfect person. So are you saying nobody should smoke on TV, no one should drink on TV,
but
no one should...
But again, this I think brings me back to my point about what the role of the censor board is because
right.
if you have... things like smoking shown in a film and you want to show it's dangerous, then give it an A rating, fine.
Correct.
Because it's like,
it's
as an adult,
like,
we assume that people are mature enough to not
to
be
understand what
unduly
means.
Influenced. Like,
yeah.
kids may be more impressionable, fine.
Yeah.
But then give it an A rating. You can't say...
It shouldn't
just
be allowed at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's in a way called, like, like, you're assuming that people don't do that. But people do that. So
yeah.
you
yeah.
can't just remove it from a movie.
With that, we'll take another short break and be back after this to discuss new trailers, as well as look ahead to next week's release, Katti Batti, the songs of which have already become extremely popular, but we want to play for you now one of the less well-known songs. Here is So Aasu from the film Katti Batti. Enjoy.
So Aasu roye do akhiya, So Aasu roye do akhiya, mara hai jinhe neendon ne, kabhi na so
Okay, so let's move on and discuss some of the trailers for that have released in the last 2 weeks. Before that, actually, let's talk first about Katti Batti, since that's coming out very soon.
Yeah, I'm actually really excited. I love watching Kangana Ranaut, and
yeah.
I think it's going to be a really, really fun movie.
Yeah, no, I love Kangana as well. She's a very versatile actress, and I loved Queen last time, so I'm excited to see what she does in such a different role.
Yeah, and Imran hasn't been on the screen in a while, so this is also going to be great.
Yeah, and Imran actually surprisingly looks like he's done a pretty
cute.
Good
what
job.
Saying? He's super cute.
That's the only important thing. Come
of
on.
Course.
Imran
I mean,
is super cute.
Yeah.
By that logic, you should be super excited for Welcome Back as well. John Abraham is there.
Yeah, but I have some kind of filter, some kind of standards.
Okay. Speaking of standards, where exactly does Singh Is Bling fall in
well,
those
well, the title is very interesting, and I'm not really sure if the mass, you know, Indian masses will understand the word. So that might be a deterrent to getting them in the cinema. Singh Is Bling.
With two eyes.
Yeah, for, right.
Two
with two
eyes.
Not forget.
I'm most excited about Amy Jackson. Not gonna lie.
I mean, it's really exciting to see all these, you know, Hollywood people
yeah.
entering our movies.
I like how Bollywood's becoming so international these days. So it'll be interesting to see how she plays.
In all seriousness, I thought Singh Is King was a good movie, and it was quite fun. I do think that hopefully they don't take themselves too seriously in this movie and, you know, try and go over the top. But given the trailer they're definitely not going to take themselves too seriously.
They
might think that they're actually providing real class comedy and, you know, they go a bit...
No,
crazy.
I think they'll go, like, over the top this
yeah,
time.
By,
like, completely
like for
over
sure.
the top.
I mean, the first
well, the
scene...
the fact that it's called Singh Is Bling...
The first scene of the trailer is Akshay Kumar with a lion. Like, yeah, there can be no possible reason where that makes sense.
In Punjab, there are a lot of lions, don't you know?
Okay, you guys are Punjabi, so I'm going to trust your opinion on that. I haven't seen pictures of you with lions walking around.
But I'm not Bling Singh or whatever, something like that, the song that she sang at the end.
No, Raftaar Singh.
Raftaar Singh, yeah, I'm not Raftaar Singh.
Yeah.
So that looked really interesting. Actually, I'm more excited to see this Amy Jackson in the movie, to be honest, because she doesn't speak Hindi. It's going to be her first movie. There's going to be a lot of press around it. I'm sure she'll have an item song.
Yeah, she's actually... I was trying to... Because I also saw the trailer and saw Amy Jackson. I'm like, who is this? And I tried to look her up. She's acted like in a couple of South Indian movies, which just blows my mind.
So because, you should know about these things.
Yeah, I should, right? But we have to do another South Indian episode soon. But...
She's done South Indian films.
Huh. Yeah, apparently. And but literally, I mean, she was a British model, and then this South Indian producer found her.
We also saw the trailer for Jasper.
Yes, oh, yeah. Aishwarya Rai's long-awaited comeback.
Yeah, that'll be exciting to see her back in action.
Yeah, I think that she's the protagonist in this movie, so it's gonna give her, you know, a lot of, in a way, setting the stage for her to like come back and prove her talent.
It looks pretty intense. It looks like it could be like very over dramatic as well, though.
The thing is, have you guys seen Mardani with Rani Mukherjee?
Yes,
it looks very similar
in the fact that she's a lawyer trying to fight this case. Is that
Rani Mukherjee was a cop in Mardani, but yeah, it's like this
strong
murderer
female
slash
female.
Yeah, and she's trying to fight against some super mastermind criminal somewhere who can track her every movement. It's like a lot of similarities. But it has Irfan Khan in it, which he's usually pretty good.
That's quite promising,
so,
yeah, for sure. Yeah. No, it'll be good to see her back, so that's a high point that I think everyone will watch it for.
But, I mean, the trailer itself didn't actually impress me that much. Like,
oh.
She looked like she was overacting quite a bit. And
yeah.
Irfan Khan has by far the best dialogue I've heard in a long time, though. Jab rishton mein bharosa aur mobile mein network na ho to log game khelna shuru karte hain.
Mobile mein
network
na ho.
Just amazing.
Wow.
Amazing lines. But yeah,
he's a great guy.
Yeah,
some promising movies ahead of us.
What else we also watched Shandar, which we discussed last week, but we obviously want to hear your super important, insightful opinion.
I mean, honestly, it's what? Shahid Kapoor, it's Alia Bhatt, it promises to be a fun movie, Dharma production. So it has all those elements that we have come to, you know, expect from a Bollywood movie in that sense. Big wedding, good songs, good looking people, great costumes. So I think it will be, you know, there are standard expectations going into it.
Yeah,
so.
I'm sure it'll just be like one of those like fun films.
Right.
That is a good watch.
And
feel
think,
good movie.
Yeah, and I think the movie's coming out at the correct time. If it has a good musical score, it's going to carry it forward like for the next 3 months through
wedding
season, to be honest. And I think Alia Bhatt has really like, you know, she's...
Alia Bhatt is doing great. Since her first movie, Student of the Earth, and then Highway, she's been doing so well. So it'll be good to see her.
Yeah,
and even, I mean, I said this last week as well, but I really also like Shahid Kapoor. So I'm hoping this can kind of be... continue the good run that he's had in the last few couple of years.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, when I first heard they're in the movie, I was like wondering how the chemistry would work. But the trailer, like, it seems like there's chemistry between the two and they'd make a good couple.
And
they do seem like a fun pairing, for sure.
Yeah, and even, like, and they're currently doing promotions for it. Like, they're both super active on Twitter, like, posting selfies with each
Instagram
other.
Instagram as well.
So.
I follow them both on Instagram. So.
Of course.
So their promotion looks really fun as well.
Cool. And I think that is all that we have for this week.
Okay.
Any parting thoughts?
No,
I really look forward to watching these movies, actually.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Thanks for having us.
And thank you, listeners, for having us. If you have any comments or feedbacks, you can get in touch with us on facebook.com/TIC Productions India. You can also tweet to us at @productions_TIC. To get regular updates and listen to the podcast itself, you can either go to our website www.ticproductionsindia.com or visit our SoundCloud page and subscribe soundcloud.com/TIC-productions. For listeners on mobile, if you're using an Apple device, you can subscribe to us directly using the podcast app on iOS. For listeners on other operating systems, you can download the SoundCloud app from your respective app store and then subscribe to TIC Productions from there. Thanks again, and we'll see you next week.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.